smoke weed. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
soft-spoken diss song.
Yeah, like that was like a the soft lean.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't even about to get hyped
for the decade. Yeah.
Thank God they worked it out though.
Right.
They make good music together, so yeah. I definitely expect to see more music with them in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't play it to try to
bring that up.
You know, I played it because
we got
that
charge, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Just got me charged up right now. You
That's
know what I'm saying?
Fendi.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
On this late night or early morning, I don't know you want to call it, that we recording this episode.
Oh, shit. I guess this is early night? Early morning?
I don't know. So this Charge 504 by Candescent. We just smoked that before we started the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of their weed comes with different names based on how you want to feel. That's basically their slogan. How do you want to feel? So they have Calm, Cruise, Create, Connect, and Charge.
Mm.
So we got Charge. It was like, what did it say on the jar? Like, jump out, go for a walk, go for a run.
To get off the couch, to take a run, go out for the night, power up with Candescent Charge.
Okay. So one of the things that they advertise is that they call their weed virgin flower. They say that it's grown in customized environments based on stage and strain with purified water and organic pest management. They pick it by stem, they trim it by hand, and they never actually touch the weed. So I could tell that it was taken care of by the amount of keef and crystals
that was on the outside
of the bud. That didn't look like that it had been disturbed. So
I guess I was the first one to touch it when I rolled up.
Yeah. And it definitely did what it said. I mean, you know, charged.
Charged up.
You know what I'm saying? I smoked the shit, got charged up real quick.
After
a
long nap we took, that was a good.
I'm guessing that Connect, they said that's the sociable one. So that's probably like the geeky weed.
Right.
That's the weed that has you laughing and all that stuff like that. Create, that's going to be probably another sativa dominant strain right there. Calm, I'm pretty sure that that's one of their indicas. Cruise, I don't know. Cruise may be a hybrid. I would have to see what the description of Cruise is.
Indica dominant hybrid.
Right. All right. So got any pro tips?
Any pro tips for today? Yes.
Okay.
If you have the wet mouth, please dry the end of the blunt before passing it.
Yeah.
Please, I repeat, if you have the wet mouth, please dry the end of the blunt before passing it. That's my pro tip.
Yeah, and that is an expert pro tip right there.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
All right, stoner confessions. So one time after smoking out of a bong, we didn't have any place to pour out the bong water, so I poured it out into a water bottle and just put it into my bag. Backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent, right?
Mm-mm.
The next day in class, I forgot that I had done this, and I took a sip out of my water bottle, and then I spit out the water all over the girl next to me. Most embarrassing thing to ever happen to me in life. Have you ever had any embarrassing moments that happen because you were high, like this, like the drop says, because I was high?
Because I was high, embarrassing moments. Not high. That's more drunk stories. I done definitely passed out drunk. But high, that's me. I'm in my element.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I feel the most regular, I guess you could say.
I remember my first really big cypher.
Mm-hmm.
That was an embarrassing moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that was the first time, like, that I had been around, like, some smoker. Right. This wasn't just like me and my friends just rolling up a blunt and smoking it together and thinking we doing something. Nah, I was with like a whole circle of like niggas who smoke. They rolled up like three or four or five. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I get so fucking high, yo, that I just sit in the snow, yo, right? And I just like sit in, and it just felt comfortable, like in this chair in the snow, right?
You was and the
then,
weirdo.
And then, yo, I could not get up. I could not get up for nothing,
you
right?
You was the little nigga that can't let smoke again. Oh, no. I tell you this, the most embarrassing thing you could do to me while smoking with a female is show that you can't roll.
You get what I'm saying? God.
That's like you roll a what they call a suck face.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying? Oh man, that's happened.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
That is terrible, yo.
That's embarrassing.
This is higher learning.
All right, so we're at step six, and step six is all about picking a container. So what type of container you use will depend on the type of medium, the type of system, and the size of the plant that you're going to grow. So you want to concentrate on drainage. Drainage is a big key as far as when it comes to growing weed plants, because cannabis plants are very sensitive to what's called waterlogged conditions, meaning that you don't want your water to sit too long in a cannabis plant. That's why in a hydroponic system, the water is continuously moving. You know what I'm saying? It's a flowing system. You know what I'm saying? That way, the plant isn't just being saturated and stuck in there with water. Now, a lot of people use flood and drain tray style hydroponic systems. Some use small net pots filled with the clay pebbles, which is a good option. Some use just a big piece of the rock wool and just grow it on there with a bunch of little plants. Other people I've seen use big 10-gallon buckets.
I've seen that.
And just turn those in.
The little plastic buckets.
Right, so that's the inexpensive way for you guys to do it. Just get some 10-gallon buckets, you know what I'm saying? And then you could choose either soil or run with the clay pebbles, you know what I'm saying? And just make sure that you drill some holes in the bottom for proper drainage, and you'll be good to go.
Right.
All right, so we going to roll up and catch this vibe, and then we going to come back and have some high thoughts.
All right.
We're back. And, man, that motherfucking Skywalker. Sheesh. That shit is 65% indica, 35% sativa. It has an earthy, woody, pine, skunk, lemon, diesel. It's just like all this stuff wrapped up.
It smells exactly like that.
Yeah, it's just all wrapped up together.
Lemony, skunky, piney, diesel-y.
I mean, it makes you creative. It makes you sleepy. It makes you euphoric. It makes you happy.
Is this a new strand of Skywalker OG, or is this like from back in the day when we used to hear about the Skywalker OG?
Well, see, what this is Skywalker and OG Kush crossed together.
Oh.
So this is a child of that Skywalker from back in the day.
And this is probably the most, what is it, the trichomes?
Uh-huh, yeah.
The most trichomes I've seen on bud before.
Yeah, like, that shit looks stupid.
It looked like it got real hairs on it. Like it's
right.
It needs to shave. It's crazy. This is just breaking it up. It's not very sticky. It's more compact and breaking down and break down in little buds instead of dust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So for those that want to use it for medical reasons, this can help with a number of disorders. So it's like an all-purpose strain. It can help with anxiety. It can help with arthritis. It can help with migraines. It can help with stomach aches. You know what I'm saying? It can help with PMS. So give this to your girl when she's PMSing, yo. Just roll up some Skywalker OG.
Real.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
This is good for that right there.
I'm going to need this.
All right. You see how I just said that and I just stood behind it like I was just like a medical doctor, you know what I'm saying? Like I just prescribed like the right type of weed to end your girl's PMS. Right. So
this is higher learning.
High thought. What's the best fake fact that you could think of?
Fake.
Fake fact. Now you got to start your sentence off with fun fact and then you have to tell a lie.
Oh shit.
Go ahead.
Oh. Fun fact, Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
That's the truth, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
not
it is.
Not after what I just seen. 4-time MVP for 3 different teams.
Oh, man.
4-time champion, LeBron James. Yes, sir. We did that. all right, serious. Fun fact. I gotta be careful about what I lie about. Fun fact, I'm a married man with one kid, and
fun fact, your girl's work husband is just innocent. Don't worry about it.
You got me fucked up. And if you believe that, you are a fun fact. hell no. All right, well, that leads me to this. Do you believe men and women can have platonic relationships?
Yes. It just depends on what the motivations are of those relationships.
All right, with that being said, now, I think you can have a platonic relationship, but it's always in the back of the male's head, like maybe one night.
Not necessarily. It depends on the situation. It depends on the motivations behind the situation to where it's like, all right, for me, it's like this. I weigh it out. This is how I make most decisions. Uh-huh. I weigh things out on a scale. So for me, I say, is fucking it worth more than whatever the other thing is? If there's another thing that's there that's worth more, uh-huh, I can platonically ignore the idea of fucking. It's easy. It would be easy for me because I would be motivated, but I would have to be uniquely motivated, you know what I'm saying, based on the other situation. Like, for instance, I've been in situations where I was working with a recording artist, right? Female, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Boom. Bad as fuck, right? Mm-hmm. I could 100% have had something going on in some of these situations, you mm-hmm know what I'm saying? I pushed those situations off for the simple fact that I was motivated enough on the business side of things to know better than to even didn't even fuck with that. So the relationship became platonic because I wasn't having it no other way. You know what I'm saying?
Understandable. What I'm saying is, if you could, you would.
No, I could and I didn't.
No.
But I've been in situations where what you're talking about.
If you could, you would.
No, I've been in situations where I could and I didn't.
Well, I guess that's saying something about me then.
Yeah, you see, you can't say no. That's the problem.
I can say no.
No, you can't.
Oh, good.
Your willpower is
is what?
Your willpower leaves a lot to be desired.
What did you talk about? These things that you speak of.
If you could, you would.
This blasphemy.
If you could, you would. This blasphemy. That's what you just told me. If you could, you would. That means that's your philosophy.
No. I don't know what you speak of, sir.
All right. High thought.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the bad guy in history who really isn't actually a bad guy?
In history?
Yeah.
Like Bill Clinton?
It could be whatever. It could be a real person, a figure from a film.
I'm gonna go with Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Well, was he? Oh, okay. Okay. That is a fucking good one. Jeez.
I'm going to go with Bill.
Yeah, that's a fucking good one. Yeah.
Because after his little shindig, he was, you feel me, pictured a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people pictured him as the bad guy.
And it's like they unwrote, it's like they tried to erase everything that he did
right in
his career up until that point
right
because he smoked a little blunt right and got some head.
And got some head.
Man. Like, what the fuck? Oh, because he was president of the United States of America.
Right.
Like, damn, yo. Like that shit's crazy, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I be thinking that I have certain, like, restrictions because of my fucking job and shit, right?
Right.
Boy, I can't imagine those type of restrictions you got when you're the fucking president. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, everything's cool. As long as I can smoke my weed, let me
No,
be.
But how is it, like, a legal proceeding that... Because I cheated. I mean, listen, not saying that cheating is
that
a good
thing.
That
has nothing to do with you being president, right?
Right. What does that got to do with me being president? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I'm the greatest president of the United States and I just happen to be a fucking dog? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am amazing at my job, but I can't keep my dick in my pants. You know what I'm saying? Like... What's the problem with that? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think people pay attention to
the
wrong
shit. What's
the
problem with that?
People pay attention to the wrong shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Am I crazy?
Oh, no. I totally agree.
All right. Listen. High thought.
Because I want to be president.
High thought.
Day.
Look. Okay. What's the weirdest hill that you're willing to die on, yo?
What you mean?
Like basically, you know, what is, you know, a statement that you are willing to stand on, although you know... That every time you get into a conversation about it, it's going to get pushback. Like, for instance, I believe that Bill Clinton should not have been punished for his, you know, his fucking little philanderous ways, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't think he should have been punished.
Right.
And I'm willing to stand on that, you know what I'm saying? And right. I know that there's many people that will look at me with the crooked eye for that, but I'm okay with that, you know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. Anything else? You got anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Black men don't cheat.
Oh, yeah.
And I stand on that. What? And I will die for it. Black men don't cheat. If you agree, please comment in the comments.
Oh, yeah. There's some comments jumping off all right now. They ain't the ones you was looking for. Ain't the ones you was looking for, my guy.
Nah, I know my fellas got my back.
Hey,
right, fellas.
Look, when you see the Instagram in the description down there, he's the one that says at the real Chilbo. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit that.
Oh, you ain't trying
one.
To get no ads, huh? Oh, you're going to deflect it all on me. Oh, so you don't agree? So you don't agree?
I have no comment.
No, hell no. You ain't walking away with a no comment. I think you about to escape this PR.
I think there's some black men that cheat.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. What good pussy got you saying that?
It's a numbers game, man. It's a numbers game, man. You know what I'm saying? There has to be some, at least. But moving on.
No, it doesn't.
All right. High thought. Let's say that you got hired as a secret agent.
Oh, shit.
What code name would you go by? Like, what would be, like, your code name?
Oh.
Because you're undercover and you can't use your real name.
Code name, AD.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you waiting for what it stands for? Oh, okay. AD stands for Atomic Dog.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You gotta play the song in the background.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but the dog in me. It's like, nah. All seriousness. I don't know. Code name?
I'm definitely Agent 420. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm definitely Agent 420 Dutchie Backwoods. Agent 420 Dutchy Backwoods. You know what I'm saying? Agent 420. 420, you know what I mean?
Well, shit, if that's the case, then I'm Drolly Bishop again.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Agent Drolly. Like 007, Agent 420, you know?
Agent Drolly. I think you came up with that name, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah. The Grammy Davis and what was your name? Bank Sinatra.
Well, I wish we wouldn't have brought that back up. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. Now people are going to go type that into the YouTube search and try to find those videos.
Hey, let them. I say let them.
All right. One more. High thought. When was the moment that you realized that you're not so young anymore?
You motherfucker. Well, shit, I'm going through that now. Because we played basketball the other day, and my body is still sore, nigga. Like, oh, man. It hurt to roll over out the bed right now. But, like, my growing, like, me feeling like I'm an adult now moment, mine came pretty early. I was a father by 19, so I guess you could say that. The day my oldest, and shout out, is his birthday. Oh, well, it was his birthday.
Yeah.
You feel me? He just turned 10. And I guess 10 years ago, at 19 years old, 11 years ago, I became a father. And I guess that was my introduction to adulthood. Or when I felt like I was an adult, you know what I'm saying? I had a responsible for another life that I created. And yeah, it's that moment, I don't know, for the people that have kids, when your first child is born and you realize like, oh shit, I'm responsible for this right now.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, regardless of what your situation is or what your... It's your responsibility to make sure this being has the best life possible. So that happened, that moment took place as my first child was born. So that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was the moment when you finally were responsible for all of your financial situations.
Oh, yeah.
Bills,
yeah.
Your rent, your food, your travel, and all these things that you hear about, you know what I'm saying, as you're coming along, right? You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, then they all start to ring off and fire off in your head at once, right?
Mm.
So now you're in a situation where you see how much money you have coming in. And then you have to figure out how to do all these different things that you probably took for granted at a time
right. When
you didn't have to do these things. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it was one of those things that where it's like when you hear like older people, they would all be like, yeah, well, you don't know what this is like, or you don't know what that is like, blah, blah, blah. They'd be like, man, the fuck you mean? I don't know. You fuck you mean? Blah, blah. Well, when that moment hits, you know what I'm saying? You realize, damn.
Right.
That
right,
shit
right,
made
right.
sense, yo. You know right. what I'm saying? So
didn't want to listen.
Well, I know physically though, that moment that made me realize that I'm not that young anymore. I tried to jump off this little platform thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just a regular little jump down. Mm-hmm. Instead of like climbing down, you know what I'm saying? Boom. Something I've done all the time, right? Mm-hmm. But I ain't did it in a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I landed a little awkward on my ankle, a little tweak to the ankle real quick. So then people that was with me, they was like, yo, you all right? I was like, yeah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tried to play it. I tried to play it off, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to look like I was all athletic and out of shape and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Over 35 and shit.
Nah, I know. I got a moment for you.
Oh, when I fell out the bed that one
time. Oh, my God. When this was the slowest fall ever. Like, I had time to watch him fall, attempt to help him, and then sit back when he finished falling. Yo, oh my God. He reached for everything he could possibly reach for. And he fell so slow.
Yeah, I could not stop it. You know what I'm saying? Yo. I thought I was going to be injured, but it was a slow fall. I didn't know what was going on.
The funniest shit ever. It was the funniest shit ever. I'm sorry.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink because I got the munchies. I've been smoking dope. I got the munchies.
All right. Smoking dope. The munchies that I got for you guys today, one of them is a recipe for a loaded baked potato quesadilla. This thing is definitely like a fully loaded quesadilla, all types of flavors in there. You could hook it up whatever way you want. This is a recipe that I found on Vice, so I have the link for it in the show notes, and I also have it on kjandchill.com under recipes on the Higher Learning page. And the second recipe is for the classic grilled cheese, except for this one is herbed or infused. Really, you're just using the can of butter. You know what I'm saying? You can also use some can of olive oil for your pan, just for a little bit of extra in there. But either way, you're this can of butter inside in place of the regular butter for a grilled cheese. I mean, it's a pretty straightforward way to do it. I do have a fancier recipe with some other ingredients. I've actually made this sandwich before. Shit is delicious. So it's a pretty involved recipe as far as like all the ingredients go. So rather than read it all out, I'm just going to paste the link down there in the show notes, and it'll be in the description on YouTube and on Facebook. So we're going to roll up and catch a vibe and then come back with some fives on Higher Learning.
We got fives. Oh, yeah. Who got fives? Who got fives? Who got fives?
Where's your five?
All right, top five movies where the bad guy should have won.
We did this already.
Nah.
No.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. Where the bad guy should have won?
Uh-huh.
The Mask.
Okay.
Because technically wasn't he the bad guy?
Yeah.
Or did he win? I don't know.
No, I don't think he... I don't remember. I should rewatch that, though, on Netflix later tonight, or Hulu.
Oh, they got it on there.
It should, maybe.
We could. I'm going to say The Mask. I don't know.
I think King Kong.
Oh, King Kong was the bad guy, right?
Yeah, because King Kong didn't do shit to nobody.
He did it out of love.
Well, King Kong was minding his business in the fucking jungle.
And then they came
and they came and fucking got him. And then he King Kong their ass and shit.
Then they
You know what? Speaking of King Kong, hey yo.
Excuse me. What?
Fucking Denzel Washington in Training Day.
Oh yeah.
Shouldn't they have just let him get away with that shit, yo? I mean, he was a crooked cop, blah, blah, blah. But shouldn't Jake have just let the fucking shit go, yo?
See, yeah, Jake was the rookie.
Jake could have just let it
go.
He could
have let it go. That damn, I want to watch that movie now. Because that was, he had shit moving. Like, he had shit on lock. He had the gang on line. He had his bitch. You feel me? Then Jake had to come fuck shit up. Damn. All he had to do was get the money.
But,
so The Mask, King Kong, Training Day.
Mr. Freeze from Batman. The Batman and Robin movie, though.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, for real, Mr. Freeze was just trying to save his wife.
Yeah.
And if Bruce Wayne would have let him get access to the technology,
he would have been
he could have saved his wife, you know what I'm saying? So in all reality, the the fact that he Mr. Freeze all on y'all asses and shit was out of love. You know what I'm saying? Right, he did it out of love. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one. Yeah. Where the bad guy should have won.
You know what? Let's just keep debating these. I got a couple of them right here. I didn't really think this one all the way through. Uh-huh. I kind of just slapped it together. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But, all right. Batman versus Superman.
Okay.
In that movie, they made Superman the bad guy.
Okay.
So Batman was basically the good guy, and Batman went after Superman to fight him,
mm-hmm.
like, for justice, because I guess they thought that Superman was going to be out of control, or they couldn't control him because he was an alien, all this shit like this, blah, right. blah. So ultimately, Batman, who, mind you, is one of my all-time favorite characters, right?
He was in the wrong.
Well, he beat Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Superman was the bad guy.
But Superman didn't die.
He killed Superman.
Batman killed Superman.
But Superman got resurrected and came back to life. Because remember, in the beginning of the Justice League, when he came back to life, he tried to fuck everybody up for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Until they all became, and they pieced it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
But my whole thing is that, how the fuck does Superman lose to Batman?
I don't know.
Superman is probably one of the most ultimate, next to King Kong, of bad guys who Superman is a good guy.
Right.
But in this movie, he was a bad guy. Right, and to me, I thought that was phony as shit.
Right.
I did not see that coming. You know what I'm saying?
And ultimately, you can't kill Superman.
Well, I mean, the kryptonite. Now, Batman did have some kryptonite.
Oh, he did.
And he had kryptonite-infused weapons and shit like that. So, okay. Yeah. So, when he was fucking him up, yeah, it was a good fuck-up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, ultimately, the way that he beat him, there were times in there where, if I was Superman, I'd have killed the shit out of Batman, yo, in a couple of them moments, yo. I'd have lasered that motherfucker like,
That's how you would have lasered him?
I'd have lasered the fuck out that motherfucker, nigga. Yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, get the fuck out of here, yo.
Hey, yo, you were stupid,
fuck
man.
Out of here, yo. You know what I'm saying?
He's out with a lasered this shit.
Lasered the shit out that nigga. Yeah. A newer movie, more recent, Brixton.
Uh-huh.
From Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay.
Brixton was the bad guy. The Rock and Jason Statham was going after him.
Uh-huh.
Brixton, like, basically got fucked up somehow. And he was, like, robot, like, kind of, like, programmed or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Brixton basically had to do whatever the boss of this program or whatever the voice was, whatever this whole situation is, long story short,
mm-hmm.
if Brixton ain't do that shit, they were just going to turn his ass off and shit.
Right.
So the nigga really didn't have a choice but to be who the fuck that he was and shit, yo. You know mm-hmm, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it was either do the shit or get turned off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know people are like, well, KJ, how can you root for the bad guy? Like, he was trying to steal and do bad things, but he was just trying to live.
Right.
The Rock and Jason Statham could have said no to the CIA for whatever the fuck they needed them for. They could have said no. Right. Obviously, they needed them to go after this motherfucker.
Right.
Because they couldn't do it themselves.
Right.
Them niggas could have said no. Just don't start none. Won't be none.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
And the last one, we could say Queen of Slim.
Oh, yeah.
Queen of Slim.
Man.
Yeah, I just recently seen that.
Fam, I wanted them to win so bad right. yo.
But he went out. I think I would have went out the same way. Oh, in the same position. Oh, my God,
yo. That movie was crazy, yeah, yo. Yeah. Man, and it was crazy because it's like, when it happens at the end of the movie, you still so hurt about it.
Right.
As if you didn't know after the first 15 minutes.
Right.
What the outcome was going to be.
Right.
But you was just hoping that, like,
some way, somehow
he get away with it, or they understand
mm-hmm.
that he was wrestling the gun from the cop and the whole thing. Uh-huh. But nah, yo, that shit was crazy, yo. That was a good ass fucking
movie.
Yeah. Yeah, shout outs to Lena. You know what I'm saying?
And the other one, what's the Full Life? What's his name?
Isaac Wright.
Yeah. But well, that's the real guy.
Yeah.
But
Aaron. Aaron.
Yeah. Yep. Aaron. Yeah. I got into that one night and I binge watched the whole season. Yeah, I want to see my guy win. I'm waiting for this trial, season two, which I, Oh, well.
it's all good. Listen, they know that we recorded this.
No.
They know.
You already. All right, next segment. All right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Trophies?
I do got a trophy. Trophies the backwoods, man. People who know me know that let me finish.
Okay.
People that know me know that I smoke chocolate Dutch Masters. You feel me? Been smoking those for pretty much 10 years now. And since we've been out here, I haven't found no chocolate. So I had to learn how to roll backwards. You feel me? I done rolled backwards probably like 7 different ways since I've been out here.
All right.
But, yeah, as soon as I get home, I need a chocolate. That's all I'm saying. But shout out to Backwards for, that's all we've been smoking since we've been out here.
All right. Yeah. Well, shit. Well, that's it. Shout out to Candescent on that charge, and shout outs to Dr. Green Thumbs for that Skywalker OG.
Yes, sir.
Shout outs to all of y'all for watching us on YouTube, Facebook, IGTV, and anywhere else that I figured out where to upload this shit at. Shout outs to everybody who's listening on a podcast platform or directly on our website. If you want to listen to more, you know you can go visit us at kjandchill.com. There's all types of content there. As usual, it's 420 somewhere. Stay stoned, my friends.
All right, you got it down now. All right.